Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We are here again. And as always, every time that we are in the house of the Lord, we have an opportunity to fellowship one with another and fellowship with the Lord. And we know that the entrance of your word brings light. Now let that light shine in our hearts this morning. And I thank you, Lord, that your name will be glorified in the message of the Lord. And every soul will be fulfilled here this morning to the glory of your name. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, being our consecration service, weekend and so forth, I've been seeking the Lord and always before the Lord, of course, you know. And this morning, the declaration of faith. Amen.
Amen.
Now, that's the declaration of faith. Hopefully, you know, it won't be a message that's too long, but I have a word that I'm going to be sharing, not only the preaching, but a special prophetic word, you know, here this morning, and I believe that the Lord's going to bless your heart. Amen?
Amen?
Praise the Lord. So, we are going to be talking for a little bit on the declaration of faith. So, let's start here at Romans chapter 8. And as you get into this message, you will understand what it is all about. Now, so what we are doing here is we know that, you know, often we are faced with so many different challenges in life. Ups and downs, and these things are like that, night and day, they've been from the beginning and they continue, you know. So there's goodness, there's sometimes not so good, you know, and so forth. So challenges, sometimes we are up, sometimes we are down, you know. But what should be our answer to the challenges of faith, the challenges of life and so forth? The answer of our faith should be the declaration of our faith. So let's see how the Bible has to put it here in Romans chapter 8, and we are starting from verse 35. Romans 8 and 35. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Or you can say, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Hello, folks, you're too quiet in here this one. Shall tribulation separate us from the love of Christ? Or distress? Or persecution? Or famine? Or nakedness? Sometimes you may not even have new clothes to wear. Will that separate you from the love of God? You know? Or peril, you know, sometimes danger, sometimes even the sword and different things going on, you know. Look at verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. That's our declaration of faith. Can you say this morning that you are more than a conqueror? You know, in spite of everything that's going on, perhaps things are not working out just right, you know, yet. You know, but can you say that I am more than a conqueror? Can I get a witness on that? I am more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. For I am persuaded. Now this is Paul's declaration of faith. Is it your testimony here this morning that you are persuaded about these things that we're about to read? For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, you know, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor even things to come. Even something that hasn't happened yet. You know, whatever it is, you know, he said, neither height, you know, when I'm up, you know, that's not going to separate me from the love of Christ. Nor death when I'm down, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. That's a powerful declaration of faith. And let that sink in into your hearts this morning as we enter into this message. I mean, the psalmist, you know, I love the stories about David. And the psalms are full of, you know, declarations of faith. Things like he would say, the Lord is my strength and my shield. He is my fortress and my high tower. My hiding place, in him I will trust. That's a declaration of faith, you know. And he knew about, you know, how to speak of the goodness and the power of the Lord to protect just more than anybody else I'll see in that Bible. I mean, he talked about the Lord being his salvation, the Lord being his son, the Lord being, you know, his deliverer, his strength. The God of Jacob is with us. He is our shield and our son. Amen. And he just goes on and on and on and on. You know, so, I mean, the Lord is really good. And if you can make a personal connection with the Lord that way, and have that declaration of faith, always, no matter what's going on in your life, you will come out on top. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let me read some testimonies of some people in the Bible that had this declaration of faith, that had this answer of faith in their lives for things that were around them, you know, and of course we already read Paul's testimony. And Paul also said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Is that your testimony here this morning? Do you have that same declaration of faith? You know, I know I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Can you? Amen? Is that your declaration of faith? Can you say that, look, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, Paul didn't exactly say the Lord can do all things. We already know that. You know, so that's a given. But here now he's saying, look, I, Paul, can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. You know, so you should be able to have the same declaration of faith. Look, if you are in business, your business, you know, you need to be able to declare faith and say, look, I can do all things. I, by the grace of God that is in me, I can, you know, lay my hands on this thing and it will prosper. Amen? Amen. That's right. If you are a student, you can say, I can do all things. Praise God. I can get A in all my classes. Amen? Amen. By the grace of God who is in me. Amen. Of course, you have to put in your time and do your work and do your homework and do your assignments and so forth. You know, you have to do your part. And God, you know, will honor your faith. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Job said in the book of Job, chapter 19 and verse 25, he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Amen, people? Do you know that your Redeemer liveth? Is that your declaration of faith? I mean, do you know that the Lord is always there for you? Listen to how the psalmist put it in Psalm 27. You know, I love this psalm because of the way he put it. This is Psalm 27. Said, the Lord is my light. This is his declaration of faith. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, see, even my enemies and my foes, when they came up against me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Hallelujah. And any wicked that shall come against you to eat up your flesh, they will stumble and fall. Amen. For they shall surely gather together, but not by me, saith the Lord. Everyone that shall gather against you shall fall for your sake. Amen. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. And though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. Hallelujah. Now this man, he was confident. I mean, he knew, you know, how to walk that faith in the Lord. There is a story even in the Bible in 1 Samuel chapter 17 of David. Now I've told this story before several times, and you can listen to the message, The Slaying of a Giant, on our website, and it will bless your heart. And I've told it many times. But in this story, David will go up against Goliath. And of course, Goliath, you know, from the Philistines army, he threatened Israel and mocked them and mocked the Lord as well every single day. I said, look, you choose me a champion. Our two armies don't need to fight. You bring one man against me against that man, and whoever wins, their army wins. And so everybody was cowering. Nobody could step up to the challenge. Because David, when his father sent him, he wasn't in the camp of the army. You know, he was just a little shepherd boy, probably about 17 years old or whatever. And he was there just keeping sheep. You know, and his father said, go check out how your brothers are doing. So he went there, and when he found all that blasphemy going on and so forth, you know, he said, what is going on here? And of course, his brothers chided him and said, look, we know your pride. You know, why you come here? You know, he said, hey, look, isn't there a reason? You know, and they said, look, What are you coming here to do? You know, there's a battle going on here. And David said, I don't see any battle going on. I just see a bunch of cowards. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. He said, what shall be done to the man that will take this man out? And they told him, you can't do that. You're not even trained. This man is a trained warrior. You know, so they, you know, he began to say, and some of the king's people heard about it. They told the king, look, there's a young man in the camp that's, you know, talking some stuff. I said, bring him over here. And he comes there, and the king said, well, you know, what is your name? So forth. Well, I'm so and so. You know, say, well, let me go against this man. Say, you can't go against this man. You don't even have any experience. And I got my armies here and my soldiers, and they can't even do it. And David said, I'll tell you something. And this is a declaration of faith. Amen. Amen, amen, people. Amen. This man, uncircumcised Philistine, has mocked the armies of the living God. And today, see, David, he approached this fight in the spiritual. Everybody thought he was mocking the armies of Israel. But he said, no, this man has mocked the armies of the living God. And I'm going to bring him down. I am going to take him out. Amen. And they said, how are you going to do it? So they gave, you know, the king gave him his armor and everything. Said, put this on and all that and so on. They said, you know, and he tried to put it and said, I can't work with this. Look, I'll tell you something. When I was keeping my father's sheep, there was a lion that came and took one of the lambs. And I went after him and smote him and got it back. You did that? Say, yeah. Said, and that's not all. One day a bear rose up against me and I took him out. And got back the kid and put him in the flock. Amen. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to take him out. My lands. And you know the rest of the story. He did take him out. In fact, he went back to the place of comfort. You see, you got to go back to the place where, you know, things work well with you. Amen. And the Lord. You got to go back to what works. You know, all those military army and military, you know, armors and so forth, that wasn't going to work. He went back to the brook and he selected 5 stones. He said, well, this is what I used to use when I was back there. This works. Amen. And he went up against Goliath and he slew the Goliath. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And he brought victory to the name of the Lord and to the armies of Israel that day, because he had a declaration of faith in his mind. He said, I can do nothing. The Lord that put the lion into my hands delivered me and delivered the bear into my hands. He will deliver this uncircumcised Philistine. Hallelujah. And of course, God was preparing him for that. But you know that this man, Philistine, was about 9 feet tall or whatever. I don't know how tall he was, but I guarantee you what. When that bear rose up against David, when he stood up against him, he said, the bear rose up against me. Some of those bears, when they stand up, they can get to be like 9 feet tall. And the whole time that David went up Goliath, he was looking and he was remembering that bear. And he said, oh, you know, you look like that bear to me. It makes me no difference at all. I'm going to take you out. Amen. Amen. And he took him out. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, God loves people that can use their faith. Hallelujah. Especially, you know, when you anchor that faith on the word of God. Now, faith, we've said it before many times, for it to be valid, must be based on the word of God. You cannot just have faith in faith. Faith must be based on the word of God. But once God has said it, if you believe it, you know, you stand by it, it shall come to pass. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, there are many stories here that I could read, you know, but I'm going to cut it short for the sake of time. But I want to read you a couple of people's testimonies here, you know, that they had. It was a declaration of faith in the Bible that they had. Here's one that I love very well. His name was called Habakkuk. And in Habakkuk chapter 3, you know, and verse 17, here's what he said. He said, look, though the fig tree shall not blossom, you know, things are cut off and things are not working. I lost my job. This man was bankrupt, I tell you, boy. You know, he lost everything. He said, look, neither shall there be fruit in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and all the fields and so forth, yield no milk, you know. He had nothing going. He said, look, even in all that situation, you know, there will be no herd in the stalls. I mean, everything cut off and so forth. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at the next verse, verse 18. In spite of all of those things that happened, he said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation. Verse 19. And see what he said the Lord is going to do for him in the next verse. The Lord is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet. Now, this is a declaration of faith. You know, even though things are not going right now, you know, God's going to put God's speed on my feet. And things are going to go well. Amen. And he will make me to walk upon my high places. You know, the Lord's going to do all these things for me. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. There is a story here of a woman in 2 Kings chapter 4. This happened in the life of Elisha, one of the prophets that God used in the time of Israel and so forth. And Elisha used to go by, you know, this Shunammite woman's place. And every time he went by, you know, the woman would say, you know, why don't you stay here? You're a man of God. You know, she will take care of him and so forth. So one day she actually even built him a little chamber on the side, you know. So one day the man of God said to his servant, this woman that continues to show us all of this kindness every time we come here and so forth, you know, check it out. What is it that she wants, you know, to be done for her, you know? So check it out, she said. And so this is verse, story is in 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 18 to 26. You know, well, you know, the preceding verses tell you that and so forth. But this part here that I want to show, the testimony, the declaration of faith of this woman. So so the servant said, well, you know, the woman has no child. He said, oh. So Elisha said, oh, okay, maybe that's what she wants. So she said, call this woman. And he called, you know, the servant called the woman, you know, and she stood before him, and he gave a declaration of the word of the Lord. He said, you know, according to the time of life, by this time, hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Now, and I will have a word, but the Lord gave it to me this morning. I have a word here this morning at the end of this service. So you'll be listening in, you know. Now, you know, he said, look, by this time, you know, next year, according to the time of life, you will embrace his son. And the woman said, oh, no, you know, don't raise my hope up now, you know. The people told me all kinds of things, you know, prayed for me, and done all kinds of things, you know. But, and he said, never mind all that. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. So anyway, that's a preamble to the story. The real story is that, you know, well, you know, the child began to grow, and after a little while, you know, one day the child fell sick. You know, so he said on verse 18, you know, and when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reapers. You know, so that's the beginning of the story. And then in the next verse, you know, it happened that, you know, this, you know, he said, you know, to his father, my head, you know, and so forth. So all of a sudden, it's kind of like a double migraine coming in, and his head is pounding. And, you know, the kid doesn't know what's going on, you know, so the father said, okay, take the child back to the house and so forth, you know, to the mother. So, they took him back to the mother. The mother held him in her arms and so forth. And the little child began to gasp for air. He couldn't breathe, you know, and so forth. And she began to call his name, shake him up a little bit and so forth. He begins to turn pale. The next thing you know, he gives up the ghost. Right in her arms, this boy dies. I mean, that is an awful feeling, you know, for a child to die right in the arms of the mother, you know. And look at what she did in verse 21. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, and shut the door up, you know, and so forth, and went out. And then she called upon one of her, you know, to her husband. You know, he asked her husband, she said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men, you know, with an ass and so forth, that I may run to the man of God and come again. You know, and her husband said, wherefore will you run to the man of God today? It's not even, you know, the new moon, the Sabbath, and so forth like that. You know, why, you know, and listen to her answer. This is her declaration of faith. It shall be well. Amen. Amen. Now, this is somebody whose child just died. But she said it shall be well. Hallelujah. So she saddled the ass and told the man who's going to drive. He said, look, don't stop for anybody. You know, just keep going. Unless I tell you to stop. And as she went, you know, the man of God saw her coming away, far away off. And she said, doesn't that look like that Shunammite woman said to his servant? Check it out. You know, there must be something going on, but the Lord has not shown me. You know, so finally when she came, you know, before, you know, the man of God, you know, he said, listen to this, verse 25. So she went and came to the man of God to Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is this Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with you? Is it well with thy husband? And is it well with thy child? And she answered, it is well. Hallelujah, somebody. That's a declaration of faith if I ever heard it. Now her child is dead in the house. And she said, it is well. Amen, folks. Praise God. God loves that kind of faith, you know. And then when she came up, she told the man of God, look, didn't I tell you not to deceive me, give me a child and so forth like that? I told you, didn't I? You know, I knew it. And as soon as she began to say that, the man of God knew that, something has happened to the child. So he sent, you know, the servant with his staff to go ahead of him and so forth. Anyway, to cut a long story short, the Elisha ended up raising that child back to life. Amen. Why? Because the mother said, it shall be well, first of all, and then later she said, it is well. Amen. In the face of death, in the face of tragedy, she just lost her child, died right in her arms, but she said, it shall be well. Hallelujah, somebody. That is a declaration of faith if I ever heard it. There is a story of three Hebrew boys in Daniel chapter 3. They were the companions of Daniel, you know, in the land of Babylon and so forth like that. Children of the captivity. And of course, the king, he made a decree then and said, look, at any time that anybody hears this music, any kind of music, this special music I will play, you all need to fall down and worship my image. You know. And if any man will not fall down and worship this image, they shall be cast the same hour into a burning fiery furnace. So that was the situation that they were dealing with. Now, of course, these three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in Daniel chapter 3, verse starting at verse 14, they came up, they were challenged, you know, and people accused them to the king, you know, for not, you know, bowing down and not worshiping this image. So they brought these boys before the king. And King Nebuchadnezzar said unto them, I'm going to give you a second chance right now. I've heard, you know, but, you know, if right now we play the music and you guys bow down to the image that I have set up, no problem, you may go. But if you don't bow down, you know, it is going to be the penalty of death. So here is the challenge. Your faith or your life. You know, so I am going to give you your life back if you give up your faith. Amen? That's what Nebuchadnezzar said. You know, at the penalty of death, you know, if you don't worship, when I play this music, you're going to be thrown into that fiery furnace. But if you do, you know, give up your faith, you know, worship my image and my gods, then I'll let you go. Now listen to what this, you know, and I love the way that this young man, you know, responded. In verse 17, they said to him, you know, let me start at verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. We don't need to go back home and debate what we are going to say. You know, you don't need to give us any more time. We already know what we are going to say. Yes. Amen. You know, there is no threat that you can threaten us with that will make us deny our faith. That is some declaration of faith. Give the Lord a hand clap for that, folks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, if it be so, our God whom we serve, if it be so that you are going to throw us into this fiery furnace, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us. Hallelujah. He's able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Now that is fiery furnace faith. Amen. That's right. That is declaration of faith. He said, look, if that's what you are going to do, that's okay. Our God is able to deliver us from that fiery furnace. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now let me tell you something. It has not been heard before that anybody was delivered from fiery furnace. But they had read the writings of Isaiah that said in Isaiah 43 and verse 2, Hallelujah. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the fire, I will be with you. And it shall not, the fire will not even sing upon you, you know, nor the flood to overwhelm you. They read that. And then you say, look, our God is able. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And so when you are facing this situation that is outside your control, this is a situation they could not control, you know, the first thing that you must settle in your heart is that God is able to deliver you. That is non-negotiable. You must settle that in your heart. Hallelujah. And they said, our God is not only able to deliver us from the burning forest, and he will deliver us out of your hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. He will deliver us. And they said it, you know, young men, they didn't care about any of that, you know, and so forth like that. You know, but they said, even if for whatever reason though, you know, the Lord chooses not to deliver us, not because he cannot, but if he chooses not to, for whatever reason best known to him, we still will not bow down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And I love that. You know, you have to read between the lines to see what they were saying there. You know, this guy said, look, but if not, let it be known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods. Hallelujah. They're saying, look, you throw us in the fire, we still won't serve your gods. My goodness. In the fire? Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, so the man was so furious. You know, I don't have time to expand on that, but the man was so furious. You know, he said, crank up that fire 7 times. And they cranked it up. And because his commandment was so urgent and the fire so furious, the very people that threw this young man into the fire, they themselves were consumed by the flames of the fire. But Nebuchadnezzar, he stood behind a shield. You know, he was looking through and he said, you know, and they bound them hand and foot and threw them in there. You know, and Nebuchadnezzar looked and he said, oh, wait a minute, folks. What's going on here? Did we not cast 3 men bound into the fire? How come I see 4 men loose? Hallelujah, somebody. 4 men walking loose. They had this mighty declaration of faith. It's called a very furnace faith. Amen? And nothing was going to shake their faith. They didn't care about their lives. They laid down their lives for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. They laid down their lives for their faith. They said, we will not bow down. Amen. Now, none of us have faced fiery furnace, you know. But you may face smaller challenges every day. On your job, at school, you young people, you know, where they put peer pressure on you and so forth like that, are you going to deny your faith because you want friendship with the world? Amen? Love not the world, neither are the things that are therein. If any man love the world, 1 John 2:15, the love of God is not with him. Amen? You know, so if you choose the love of the world, you know, ahead of the name of the Lord Jesus, you've already denied your faith. You know, that means your declaration of faith is weak, or you have none at all, you know. So these boys, they prevailed over the fiery furnace faith because of their declaration of faith. Can you say praise the Lord? Now, you know, there are a lot more stories that I can tell you, but I'm going to quickly run through some other declarations here. There's one that Micah says, you know, in Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. And you've heard me quote this verse many, many times. And here's what he says in Micah 7 and verse 8. He said, look, rejoice not over me, O my enemy. Amen? Because when I fall, this is a declaration of faith. No matter what happens, when I fall, I will arise. I will not stay down for the count. Hallelujah. You can fall. The devil can chip shot you sometimes, you know, and so forth. You know, of course, if you are on your guard most of the time, the devil can't get you. But sometimes he sneaks up, he chip shots you, and so he devil never fights fair. Amen. Oh, he never fights fair. If he can't get you, you go after your family. You go after some of your young ones and so forth like that. You know, praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, he'll do all of that and so forth. But look, remember, like the message said last time, you know, give it all back to me, said the Lord. You know, you give those kids, you give everybody, you know, back to the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, turn it over to the Lord, and the Lord will take care of things. Anyway, this man said, rejoice not over me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. That's a declaration of faith. Remember the psalmist said in Psalm 30 and verse 5, You know, he said, look, I don't care how long the night lasts, you know, and during the night there may be sorrow. He said, but joy is coming in the morning. Hallelujah. Though sorrow may endure for a night, yet doubtless joy is coming in the morning. That's a declaration of faith. And you need to, every day, you need to tell yourself, look, I don't know, you know, about this night business, you know, but no night can last forever. At some point in time, the day must break. Amen? So you got to tell yourself, look, joy is coming for me in the morning. Praise God. Some of you may be going through your night seasons right now, you know, but do you have a declaration of faith? Do you know that joy is coming? Do you know that God is, your breakthrough is just around the corner? Do you know that? Can you feel it? Can you smell it? Can you taste it already? Praise ye the name of the Lord. There can be no miracle and no breakthrough without expectation. You must have that expectation in your heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, so many stories. I don't even know which ones to choose from. I'll take just two more. There's a story of Paul in Acts chapter 27. You know, that of course he was committed, you know, to being, you know, questioned, I mean, taken here and there and all that and so forth. And they were going to set on this journey. And he told them, you know, told the centurion and the leaders of that thing, look, don't set on this journey right now because there's going to be a tempest. He told them. This is Acts 27 verses 10 to 25. He said, look, I know there's going to be a tempest. The Lord's shown it. So let's not go right now. They said, no, we're going to do it. You know, we got to go on schedule. He said, okay. So, well, Paul went with them anyway because it was out of his control. You know, there are some things that are out of your control, you know, and if it is out of your control, God already showed him that there's going to be this tempest, but it was out of his control. You know, they were going to take him in there anyway. So they didn't listen to him. So, you know, it was out of his control. But he had this declaration of faith inside of him. Listen to what he said. You know, if you read the whole story, I don't have time to read all of it, but I'm just going to point out, you know, a couple of verses. You know, you can read it from Acts chapter 27, you know, from about verses 10 through about 25. But I don't, you know, I don't have time to read all of it. But let me just read a few of these verses to you that he said. You know, starting from verse 20. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. You know, and after long abstinence, so they went through this tempest and so forth like that finally, and they were about to die, and they were about to be, you know, shipwrecked and everything. So Paul stood forth in the midst, verse 21, and said unto them, sirs, y'all should have listened to me when I told you not to have loosed from Crete, you know, and not to set sail. And now none of this harm and this loss would have come to you, you know. And they had to empty all the stuff in the ship and throw everything overboard just to lighten the ship, you know, and so forth. He said, but he told them, he said, look, and this is a declaration of faith in the midst of this, you know, impending danger that they were about to lose their life. He said, now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you. Hallelujah! Praise ye the name of the Lord. Paul, he spoke that there shall be no loss of life among any one of you, but of the ship, but you must stay in the ship. If you jump overboard, you will be killed. Hello, somebody. You must stay in the ship. No matter how rough it gets, stay in the ship because Jesus is the captain of that ship. Amen. If you jump overboard, you will certainly perish in the sea. There's no question about that. Stay in the ship. And if you stay in the ship, your life will be saved. And he said unto them, sirs, I believe God, because he has stood by me tonight, an angel of the Lord. And he told me, none of your lives will be lost, but ye must stay in the ship. Praise ye the name of the Lord. In any case, their lives were saved, just like Paul declared. Praise God. Now, the last story I want to take before I bring a declaration of a prophetic word into your life this morning that the Lord gave me. This story is in Numbers chapter 13 and chapter 14. Now this is the story, I mean the principles in this story, you know, that I want to highlight their declaration of faith, are of course Caleb and Joshua. But as the story went, now some of you may know this story, and if you don't, you know, I recommend that you read the story, because it's a very interesting story, and I've preached on it from time to time here in the church. From Numbers chapter 13, from about verse 17 through about the 14th chapter to about verse 9. So you see that it's a very long text, but I'm not going to read all of it. But the, you know, of course, the background to the story, God had promised Israel when they came out of Egypt, he promised, you know, well, of course, he already promised it to Abraham and so forth. He's going to give them the land of Canaan. So he's taking them to the promised land. So at one point in time, the Lord, you know, moved upon Moses, and he sent, you know, what we might call spies, you know, to go check out this so-called promised land, you know, a land that was supposed to be flowing with milk and honey. So he sent the spies. Now, so listen to this story. Numbers chapter 13, and let me start at verse 17. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, get ye up this way southward, and go to this mountain, and see the land, and so forth, and then bring us back a report. So that's the story. So he picked one man from every tribe, you know, and he sent them forth, you know, and so on. Caleb and Joshua were also in the mix. So when they went and then they came back, listen to what happened in verse 25. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of Israel, you know, and they brought an evil report, basically. See? So they said to the people, we came to the land, verse 27. Whither you sent us, and surely it flowed with milk and honey, quite all right. And we even brought some of the fruit to show you. Nevertheless, verse 28, the people that are there, they be strong that dwell in that land. The cities are walled, you know, and very great and so forth. We even saw the children of Anak, those giants, we saw them there, you know, and all these kind of things. And we can't take this city. We cannot go and take that place. You know, we are like grasshoppers, you know, before those people. Those people are giants, you know, and even the land is swallowing up the inhabitants. Of course, once you start having fear and unbelief, you know, all kinds of things creep in. Like these people, they started to contradict themselves. They said, first of all, the people are giants, and yet the land is swallowing them up, you know. So, you know, I mean, they were just full of unbelief and full of fear, you know. But listen to verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people. Amen? Hello, people? Amen. Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said to them, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. That's a declaration of faith. You know, regardless of giants, you know. Now, you see, listen to this, folks. You know, some people only see the thorns, but others will see the roses. Amen. Now, roses grow among thorns. And if you pick up, you know, a live one that hasn't been, you know, pruned and so forth, you'll see that the rose grows among thorns. But some people that have negative, you know, outlook to life, all they will see is the thorns and all the difficulties and so forth. That's what these people saw. But when you have the right approach and the right outlook, you will see the roses. Amen. Praise God. And that is exactly how the Lord views every one of us. God sees the potential in your life. Amen, amen, somebody. Yeah. Even though you may not be there right now, God already sees you sitting on the throne with Christ. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And he will sit with me in my throne. Even as I overcame, and I'm set with my Father in his throne. Jesus already saw you sitting on his throne. Are you going to overcome? Or are you going to let him down? Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, so these people, of course, they didn't believe. But Caleb said, look, we are able to go up and take the place. You know, but the men that went up with him in verse 31, they said, we are not able to go up against these people. They are stronger than we. You know, and they brought an evil report. And they began to magnify the problems. And all the people began, their heart began to melt. This is what happens when you hang out with people of unbelief. If somebody tells you, you can't do this, and you continue to hang out with them, very soon your heart will melt. And you will think you cannot do it. Hallelujah. But look, if somebody begins to tell you you can't do it, get away from them. Amen. You need to tell them, get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. Get thee behind me, Satan. I don't care if it's your best friend. I don't care if it's your husband. I don't care if it's your wife. you tell them, Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. Peter was one of his closest disciples. But when he stepped out of line, Jesus called the devil out. Amen, somebody. And if somebody steps out of line but bring unbelief into your life, you get them out of here. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Get that unbelief out of there, because it's going to weaken you, going to make you a vegetable. You become nothing. Cannot accomplish anything. They weakened the hands of the people by this evil report that they brought. And the people began to cry and so forth. You know, and say, we can't do this. Giants and all of these things in the land. Okay, now let's jump to verse chapter 14. You know. So they said, look, they even told Moses, they said, look, in verse 4, they said, look, let us make us a captain. Let us return to Egypt. You see, this is what happens when unbelief and fear sets in. You know, they start going back. God said, go forward. They said, let's go back into our bondage. You know, but God said, no, go forward. You know, so they began to cry and do all of these things. So finally, Joshua, in verse 6, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched out the land, they rent their clothes, you know. And they spake to all the company of the children of the, you know, Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. Amen. So they are going to bring their own declaration of faith. Never mind all those unbelieving bunch. You stay with the word of God. Amen. You stay with his promise. But if the Lord delight in us, he will bring us into this land. And he will give it to us. That's a declaration of faith. Because it is a land that is flowing with milk and honey. And they encourage the people. They say, look, only, you know, this is verse 9. Only rebel not against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. We're going to have them for lunch. Amen. Amen, somebody. They are bread. I never knew there was a statement like that in the Bible until I read it some years ago. These people are bread for us. We'll have them for lunch. Their defense is departed from them, because the Lord is with us. That is a declaration of faith. And we are going there. We are able to go up and take that place. So let us go up at once. They said, let us go up at once. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is with us. That's some declaration of faith. But of course, all those bunch of negative, unbelieving folks, none of them even smelled the promised land. God made sure that they never got in there. You know, but of course, Joshua and Caleb and the younger generation, you know, they were the ones that went in. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, of all the things that we have said, the sum of it is this. And I have called this, you may have heard me preach this before in the church, but it goes right with this message here today. In Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 7. This is your declaration of faith. Should be your declaration of faith this morning. He says, for the Lord God will help me. Now, of course, the Lord already promised him in Isaiah 43 and verse 10 that I will help you. I will be with you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. The Lord told him that. So he's turning around now and he's going to put his faith down in the word of God. He said, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be confounded. Amen. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint. I'm going to put my game face on. Amen. People, are you still with me? And I will not be ashamed. I know I will not be ashamed, because the Lord God will help me. This is his declaration of faith. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Do you have this declaration of faith in you? Do you have it? When Abraham went childless for many years, his declaration of faith was that he even changed his name. And he told all his friends and all his peers of his day, he said, look, I'm going to be the father of nations. So I'm going to change my name to prove it. And they laughed him to scorn. They said, well, father of nations, you don't even have a child. And now all of a sudden you are going to do more brilliantly than all of us that have our children around about us. We always knew you were a fool, but we didn't think you were crazy, you know. But Abraham said, I know whom I have believed. Hallelujah. The Lord, he spoke to me. The Most High God, he promised me. And I changed my name to prove it, because he told me so. And I will be the father of many nations. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And even though it took him 25 years, you know, to realize that promise, he never, you know, gave up on the promise of God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to declare this with me. Isaiah 15 and verse 7. It's on the screen. Say it with me. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint. And I know that I shall not be ashamed. Now, there are some of you this morning that need to crank up your declaration of faith. Because things have not been going very well for you. But that's life. Amen. You know, in the day of prosperity, rejoice. Ecclesiastes 7 and 14. But in the day of adversity, consider. Because the Lord puts the two side by side. There's always night and darkness. So some of you have been going through some hard times. There have been some things that you have been pursuing. And they seem that you just can't lay hold on the things. Whatever it is you are believing God for, it just seems like you can't do it. But I want to tell you something here this morning, folks. That the Lord wants you to step up and believe God. Amen. Step up and take God at His word. Now, we've taught faith from this platform. We've taught you how to receive the promise of God, how to be persuaded that it belongs to you, and how to embrace it for yourself, you know, and then how to confess the word of God. Today, I want you to crank up your declaration of faith. No matter what you are facing, never look at the thorns, but see the roses that are coming. Amen. You know, some people see a half empty glass of water. You know, those are the negative people. The positive people, they see a half full glass of water. Amen, folks. Which one do you see? The negative person sees it's half empty because they think the level is decreasing and the water is draining out. The positive person sees it as half full because they believe the water is rising. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And you need to say, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I want you to lift up your hands here this morning. And I have the prophetic word for somebody here this morning. But before I do, you know, if you are here this morning, because every time we do this consecration, I want to take extra time to help people and to pray with you. If you are here this morning, and your faith has withered or wavered and so forth like that. If you are here this morning and you have things in your life that you have been pursuing, but you know, it just seems like, you know, things are not going right. And you've looked at this, you know, year or whatever, you know, things are just not there. You know. And perhaps sometimes you allowed the negative and the unbelief, you know, of what people say, you can't get a job. Because the economy is so bad. Hello, folks. But what is your declaration of faith? What are you going to say to those situations? What are you going to say? Can you say, like, though the fig tree does not blossom? You know, can you also say that, you know, my Lord and my God, He shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory. That Philippians 4:19, can you say that? You know, the Lord said He will supply all your needs. Not according to your job. Not according to the job you have or don't have. But according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Now some of you, you know, don't be looking to your job. Don't be looking to somebody else to help you. You know, your help is from the Lord. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help.
Yes.
My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Hallelujah.
Praise
ye the name of the Lord. Now if you need a little help this morning, I want you to step out here, right here, in front of this altar, and let's believe the Lord together. I'm going to declare the word of God to you in a minute. You need help, a breakthrough in your life. something is not working right. You know, things are just not the way they should be. You've struggled with many things. I am going to declare the word of the Lord to you here this morning. And this is going to change your life. I prayed about this already. You know, I spent several days in prayer this week, believing God for this morning, because I knew some of you will be in consecration and you will be coming out here to believe the Lord. And I already stood in prayer for you, and the Lord, He gave the word. I want you to lift up your hands and believe the Lord, those of you who are out here this morning. Lift up your hands and believe the Lord. And I want you to begin to bless the name of the Lord for speaking and revealing His word in your heart this morning. Open your mouth and begin to say, Lord, I thank you for speaking your word to my heart. And I believe your word. I believe your word. I believe as you have spoken. Now listen to the word of the Lord. Behold, saith the Lord. Amen. Say not in your heart that there are yet 4 months in this year, and the year will end, and yet my situation is the same and is not changed. Thus saith the Lord, lift up your eyes unto me even this day, and look unto me, saith the Lord, for am I a God afar off, and not a God that is near? Am I a God that is beyond this year, and not a God of even this year, saith the Lord? Hear ye now, saith the Lord. Consider and understand my word. For before the end of this year. Amen. For before this year shall end, you shall attain that which hitherto you have considered unattainable. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. Put your hands together for the Lord for that. And I will even create a way for you in the place where it has been said that there is no way. I will even open a door for you in the place where it has been said that the door is closed. Even in the wilderness, said the Lord, will I open a way for you. And I will cause rivers to spring forth for you in the desert places, to run and to overflow for you, that I may make straight the crooked places. Hallelujah. And that I may bring you to the desired haven, saith the Lord. And I will make my name a praise in your life. And you shall know that the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Now that's a prophetic word for some of you here this morning. And for those of you who are here, come a little closer and let me wave my hands over you in the name of the Lord. Now, I'm not going to take time one by one to pray for everybody this morning on account of time. But I am going to believe the Lord with you. And I'm going to just stretch my hand out here and I say, Lord, we thank you for your word. The word of God will sustain itself. But it must be mixed with faith in your heart. Lord, your word will not fall to the ground. But it must accomplish the purpose that you have sent it to do. Say not in your hearts, the Lord said, that there are only 4 months left and this year shall end and my situation remains the same. And I am not bettered. Nothing better this year. And the Lord said, am I a God afar off, and not a God that is near? And the thing that you have said is unattainable. Before the end of this year, the Lord will bring it into your hands.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And even in the place where they have been said that there is no way, the Lord will make a way.
Amen.
For the Lord is a way maker.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in a place where they have said the doors have been shut, the Lord will open the door.
Amen.
That I may make the smooth hearts for your feet, saith the Lord. And I may bring you into the desired heaven. And you shall know that the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. When I shall make my name a praise in your life. Hallelujah. Kahira bo shinda karamasubai. Behold, saith the Lord, fear not, for I am with you. Believe in the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. Believe also his messengers, and so shall you prosper. Now, for those of you that are here, I want you to put your hand, one by one, right here in my hand. Praise God. And the Bible says, if any two of you shall agree as touching anything, praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, I know that my hand is anointed. And all you got to do is believe. Hallelujah! And as you put your hand, you step back, and the next person put your hand right in here, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Put your hand right here. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Now, come on over, folks, and put your hand right here. All of you who are standing there, put your hands right here. Let's believe the Lord together. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, who has despised the day of small things? You say, well, you know, this and so forth. Never mind that. The word of the Lord is here this morning. And if you can only believe, all things shall be possible unto you. Put your hand here, man. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. The word of the Lord shall take effect in your life. Before the end of this year. Next person, please. Before the end of this year, that which you have said cannot be done, the Lord is going to do it for you. And you will know that the Lord has chosen to make his name a praise in your life. Hallelujah. Pull it right here and believe the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Put your hand right here and believe the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord has chosen to put his name in your life to make it a praise. Amen. So fear not. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Put your hand right here. Believe the Lord. The enemy has desired to sift you. But I have prayed for you. Hallelujah. And the Lord, he will make this word to come to pass in your life that you have heard today. Believe and doubt not in your heart. For before the end of this year, the Lord shall make a praise. Make the name of the Lord a praise in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Put your hand right here and believe the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. The word of the Lord that has gone forth this morning shall not return void. But it will prosper in the thing whereunto the Lord sent it, and it will accomplish his purpose to the glory of the Lord. Everybody, put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, don't go yet. I'm going to say one joint prayer for all of you. Now, Lord Jesus, for all those that came out here this morning, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. This word of God is like a hammer, and it's a fire that can break every chain. And break all the gates of brass that are holding you back. Cut down the bars of iron that have closed you in. And the Lord will set you free. Make your feet like hinds' feet. And cause you to mount up with wings on eagles. And you shall know that the Lord has spoken it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now Lord, move upon their lives. Work a miracle. Hallelujah. Make your name a praise in their lives. Even if you have spoken it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I know your word is real. You said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. And we have declared the oracles of God this morning, and so let it be. The Lord will watch over that word in your life, and it shall be so. Thus it is spoken, and thus it shall be, to the glory of God. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah! Praise God. Now, all the church, put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody in the church, put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.